Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my very good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city council member. And I wanted to get him on, as usual, so he can fill us in on his thoughts regarding what is happening at City Hall, particularly, my friends, with this new, recent news article regarding that the city is looking at a $148 million deficit, $148 million deficit by 2027. I don't know about you, but it makes me wonder. Clayton, yeah. Thank you very, very much for taking time. Welcome to the show. Tell us, absolutely. What are your thoughts, buddy?
Yeah, well, this is not something that's just happening overnight. This has been building up for years and years, and what kind of got it all rolling was when I first got on council, I saw that the city was bringing in tremendously bigger amounts of money every year based on our property taxes. And our sales taxes were going up. You know, San Antonio is growing. You know, property taxes were going up. And, you know, year after year, it kept going up. Well, you know, that's not going to last forever, George. At some point in time, it's going to level out. But what they did, every year, they would spend every bit of it. Every bit of it. And they wouldn't take a look at it saying, hey, should we set some aside? Should we save a little bit or put it into these areas that we really need to spend money on? No, they started on this spending spree that has been going on now for years. And now the property taxes are starting to level off, and sales revenue isn't going to be coming in the way they thought it would be forever. And reality is starting to hit home, and they built this bureaucracy so big that, you know, it's going to be hard for them to throttle back now because they've hired so many people, so on and so forth through the spending spree that they've been on for over 10 years, that they're going to have to say, oh, wait a minute, we're going to have to cut services. That's always the first thing that comes out of their mouth, is they're going to cut services. Well, they're going to probably cut police, they're going to probably cut fire, and they're going to cut our road budget. All of those big ticket items here in the city, that's the only place that they can get that amount of revenue from. But let me go on a little bit further about what is causing this also. You know, we keep talking about CPS and the amount of revenue that's coming in. Well, that's drying up also because they're closing these coal plants, and we're not going to be selling this excess energy to ERCOT and making that additional money here in San Antonio either. So, you know, it's things that are happening that is based on really dumb decisions by this city council driving a lot of this, that, you know, now we're still sitting at an $18 billion, close to $20 billion deficit, you know, debt that we have on top of that. So, George, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And I don't think we're going to see the kind of results based on this next election that's going to get us any better. I mean, the social programs that we've taken on, it goes on and on and on. But it's a combination of several things. CPS has a hand in it. The spending of city council, they, you know, just approved this ordinance to build more bike lanes around the city for up to $6 billion. I mean, it's stuff like that that's driving us further in the red. And our yearly operating budget is not going to be able to sustain what we've had in the past. The growth is not there anymore. So now they're saying, well, we're going to have this deficit. We got to start pulling back. And you watch what I say. They're going to hit police first, and they got a police contract coming up here this next year, and the fire and our roads are going to suffer because of this dumb spending that's been going on for many years. So I can just shake my head saying, why? They don't have to live within their means. They just keep spending and spending and spending.
One of the things that you've talked before about on our show is the $1 billion. How many $1 billion are we in the hole as a city?
Yeah, we're right at $20 billion in debt right now, and you look at that, and you shake your head, saying, "How are we ever going to pay for that?" And look, that debt is going to continue to increase because our yearly budget is now looking like it's going to go down a little bit. So now they're saying, "Well, we got this deficit, but you got to pay that debt." And so, what does that mean? Well, you have less money that you can spend on like roads, parks, and infrastructure here in town, policemen, that kind of thing. When you're paying a larger amount on your debt, it's just like when you buy a house or something, you have to pay that house payment first, and then what you have left over, that's what you live on. The same thing is happening here with that big amount of debt. We got to pay that debt first, because if we miss on those payments, or not able to make as big a payments as we have in the past, guess what? That's going to hit our credit rating, and our credit rating can go down, which means the debt is only going to go up higher. So it just goes on and on and on. And again, this is something that has been building for years on the spending spree that the city has done. Things like pre-K for SA, Metro Health, all of those bureaucratic things that we've developed here in San Antonio, but yet now that we see that we got problems, where is the money going to come from? It's going to come from what you see on a daily basis on services to the city. So that's the only place they're going to be able to cut to make up those differences.
Now, we are looking now at a big, big project right downtown. The Marvel project that we've talked about, that you've talked about on our show before. How does that impact on all of this spending and all of this and the deficit and the debt? How is that going to impact on us?
The money has to come from somewhere, George. It just doesn't come off of trees. And yeah, the taxpayer might not be burdened with that, but it's going to come from something, and it's going to come from additional revenue coming from hotel motel tax, additional that's going to go up. Rental cars, Ubers, all that kind of stuff, those rates are going to go up. So in effect, yes, we are going to be paying for that through these other venues, and
indirectly,
not tax, but that is a tax effect for San Antonio, absolutely. Because, if our hotel motel tax goes up too high, guess what? People are going to stop coming here. It could impact our tourist industry here, which is one of our biggest industries here in San Antonio, unfortunately. But it has a knock-on effect on a lot of different areas that people don't think about. Well, they might think about it, but you're talking about indirect taxing to the city that is going to take away from other services and other income that could come into the city.
Wow. It is really, it's almost like a perfect storm that we're looking at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely, George. And again, this has been building up for years and years, and the city has gone on a spending spree that now it's finally coming home to roost with the revenues not coming in. And again, CPS has a big play in that, plus sales tax and property taxes going down. So yeah, the city's going to have to scramble, and it's going to be interesting on whoever gets elected mayor how they're going to be able to handle this, and what what the city staff is going to come up with to make up that shortfall, because the city can't, our charter doesn't allow us to go into debt on our yearly budget. In other words, we can't overspend. So at the end of the year, you have to be at zero, or you could save some money. But it's got to be at zero. We can't carry over debt from one year to the next on our city budget. All those bonds that we passed over the year, and oh, guess what? We just passed another $1 billion for the Alamo Community College District this last election. Let me tell you, and that was an open end deal. There was no specifics in it at all. So
they what just are they needed spend? The money. They just needed the money. Shut up and give it to us.
Yeah, just give us a blank check and we'll spend it wisely for you. That's another $1 billion that this city is going to be going into debt that we got to pay off. So keep adding to it.
My friend, we're going to let you go, but thank you so much for taking time as usual to be with us. We got to get you on again next week and chat about some more hot issues that are happening around us, because I don't know about you, but I just get the feeling sometimes that our local media doesn't really focus too much on this stuff.
No, they don't, because they don't want to put anybody on the spotlight, especially this liberal city council that we have. They're more of a protection factor than it is a shining light on it. So, it's going to be really interesting for this new city council, and we're going to have at least five new council folks. So almost half of the council is new.
And hopefully they will have the courage to ask the hard questions or to make the hard decisions.
Yes, hopefully. But I can almost tell you now, just rubber stamp whatever the city staff comes up with.
Yeah, you got it. Once again, my friends, we've been chatting with our good friend, former city councilman Clayton Perry. And Clayton, we'll get you back on again next week. We'll find some other things to talk about, and you can give us some insight into it.
Absolutely. Be happy to, George. And there's a lot to talk about, let me tell you.
There is. Have a good one. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.